always, from the OddsTrader.com studio here at Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need with real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats. You can compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses all at OddsTrader.com. In about 5 minutes, we'll get back to our discussion on Rodgers and where these quarterbacks could be going next year and the 2021-2022 NFL Super Bowl odds. Numbers may have changed, but I did notice this, Paulie. You know, if you're going to bet the Chiefs in the game or maybe look at them with a money line once it starts to come down, the angle here every single year has turned into, well, why not bet the starting quarterback then? Mahomes opened up even money at some books. I think other books have opened up, you know, minus 120 around there, whatever it is. But if you can find Mahomes even money to win the MVP, again, look what happened last year. I was down the stretch in the fourth quarter when they were making the comeback. I'm at my house watching the game. My dad's there, and I'm like, you know what? They better name Williams the MVP. They're not going to. You watch. They're going to give it to Mahomes. But if anybody has a Williams ticket, or for anybody out there with a Williams ticket on the MVP, get ready for a bad beat. Should have been the guy. Nope, but because it's Mahomes, because it's the quarterback, they always lean that direction, Paul.
Could be risky business, though. If John Murray's right, and I think he might be lower than this, if John Murray at the Westgate speculates, you think the money line get down to 150 and maybe lower than that, I just think I don't think it's a big enough difference, disparity, from 140
down to don't take the chance.
Yeah. But also, you know, you also want to think about, well, what would have to happen for Kansas City to win the game and he's not the MVP? We've seen some crazy stuff happen. You've seen defensive players win it, but that's, I mean, what? Because if Kelce has a monster game, well, what's Mahomes? What's his stats going to be? What are his stats?
Right.
If Hill, I mean, what are they going to get, two pick sixes or something? Is someone going to have five sacks and a forced fumble? It's really hard to make a case for someone other than Mahomes. But I don't think there's enough difference there in disparity with the two prices.
Well, let me ask you this. If we get a carbon copy of what happened in the regular season, right? It's 27-24. Mahomes throws for 450. But Tyreek Hill, in the regular season, what, he had 13 catches for 269
It'd
and three scores?
Something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
But is that even enough, though?
Yeah, that would do it. 200 yards and a quarter, yeah.
I would hope so, but...
I would think, yeah. But that's, you are right, though. James White, Williams, they always look at the quarterback. They want to give it to the quarterback.
Well, I thought James White had an unbelievable case a couple of years ago.
He absolutely did. He absolutely did. Yep.
And he was 200-1, and Chuck Edel had him.
Yes.
200-1 to win the MVP.
And Chuck doesn't screw around. That would have been a nice payday.
Yeah. I agree with Matt, though. That's how I'm going to approach the Super Bowl. I'm going to wait as long as possible, and when it gets in that range to $1.50, who knows, maybe even a little bit shorter than that. I'm going to have to fire in the Chiefs at that point. And I think that's going to be the biggest bet, and then I'll get involved, obviously, in all the props and
everything
like that.
Keep them coming all week. We're going to put together a big graphic. We'll have all your most creative prop, name a bet prop, everything you want these guys to put up. William Hill, Nick, they take suggestions all the time. Points bet as well.
Yep.
Just fire them in. Fire them in all week about props you want to see, and we'll pass it along to the people there at William Hill and name a bet at Points Bet. We already got a good list we're putting together.
Sure. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll get back to the quarterback changeover that we could have next year tied in with the future odds, and don't think it's crazy that Rodgers could be on the move.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The consensus line for Super Bowl 55, Kansas City, a consensus 3-point favorite with a total of 56.5. In some sports books, you can find the total at 56. In the NHL today, the New Jersey Devils, 3-1-1 of the season, $1.30 dog at home against the Philadelphia Flyers, who were laying $1.50. Flyers coming off a 6-1 loss to Boston on Saturday. The total 5.5, shaded to the over. The Jazz play for their ninth straight win. They're at home against the Knicks today as 11-point favorite. College basketball, Duke laying 6 at home with Georgia Tech. VSiN has all of the Super Bowl betting angles covered. The best place to start is with our big game betting hub at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. While you're there, get the free big game betting guide with trends, strategies, and data to make the most of your betting decisions. Go to VSiN.com/Super Bowl, VSiN.com/Super Bowl. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
board. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We have Win, Lose, and In Pocket coming up in about 20 minutes. Run down tonight's hockey card as well. We continue talking about the Super Bowl and the NFL in general. Big talking points in Sunday's loss by the Packers about Aaron Rodgers, you know, down in the dumps, very emotional, sounded depressed. He was sad. He doesn't get like that. As I pointed out yesterday, he's always been the guy to tell, like, the media and the fans, like, look, relax. Everything's going to be okay, even after season-ending losses. I told the story yesterday. You go back early in his career. They had a heartbreaking loss in the playoffs in overtime against Arizona. He missed Greg Jennings for the winner. Would have been an 80-yard touchdown pass right over his shoulder, just missed him. And then there was a sack fumble. They didn't call a face mask. Scoop and score. Cardinals got him. I talked to him the next week. I was covering the Super Bowl. He was there in the Pro Bowl down in South Florida. And I said, I think that's where it was. I said to him, my first question was, how long does it take for you to get over a game like that? And he goes, maybe a day. That's about it. He did not sound like that on Sunday at all. He's always quickly to get, you know, one that was going to get over a loss like that very quickly. Not this time. So then we talked about, you know, Adam Schefter. He tweeted out yesterday. He could see, he put the number at 18 quarterback changes next year. And he said, I'm going to go with the over. I mean, what is the NFL going to look like?
Oh, my God.
In a
year? I know. In the futures market. Yeah.
Yeah, and trying to get ahead of this and, you know, pinpoint
right.
Where these guys could go.
Can you grab somebody now? And can you, you know, like Ben in Nova Scotia did with Brady, like Ed Teach did? If you can find it, can you know? I'll tell you this though: a lot of people loved Cam Newton to New England. They were betting Cam Newton win the MVP.
Yeah,
Cam Newton, Patriots this, and that, but he was a disaster. Well, I don't know what happens with his career now.
Well, how many quarterbacks out there are truly, like, you know, market moving quarterbacks? Watson would certainly be one, and that's why, you know, sports books have guarded against that. I mean, I've seen sports books as low as like 20-1 on the Dolphins next year because they're anticipating a move like that. I think the Niners would be a tremendous bet. And again, that number would move big time if they could pull off a move possibly for Aaron Rodgers. And if you think that's crazy, I did at first as well. Again, this is a lengthy explanation, but this guy is connected unlike anybody else in the league for the most part. It's Adam Schefter on ESPN yesterday explaining why Rodgers may be moving somewhere else, not named Green Bay, could be a possibility.
What do we know about Aaron Rodgers' future?
Well, if you listen to the call yesterday, he sounded like a guy who was preparing to walk away from Green Bay. Now, it's right after the game, Greeny, so it's a highly emotional time. It's a long, trying season for everybody. Everybody's trying to get through it, and clearly Aaron Rodgers, as he himself said, wants to step back and gather some time and take some time to make a decision. But let's just break this down, right? He himself said last week that his future was a beautiful mystery. Those are the words that he used, a beautiful mystery. We know that he was not particularly enthralled with the team's selection of Jordan Love. We know that he's at the point of his career where clearly he's frustrated with these playoff defeats. Now, again, let's get ahead of ourselves. He's under contract to the Green Bay Packers for 3 more seasons. So they control him for 3 more seasons. Unless Aaron Rodgers says, I'm not going to play there anymore. I'm going to retire. I'm going to go rogue here and force my way out of there, and I want to be traded. And I want to be traded, let's just say, to Southern California, where I own a home, 20 minutes from the Rams facility, where I want to be traded to the Bay Area, where my football career started. Now, I'm not telling you that it goes that way. I'm just telling you that was an unusual press conference. There were a lot of emotions. And he has to take some time and step back and figure out what he wants to do. And people think the Packers control him when, in fact, Aaron Rodgers can flip it rather quickly by basically saying, I'm not going to play there or I'm not going to play anymore. Trade me. That would be his option. I'm not telling he's going to that. I'm just telling you there's a lot of different ways this can go during the course of the offseason. But that was a highly emotional loss. And he, I think, wants to step back, clear his head, and figure out what he wants to do going forward.
Okay, maybe nothing happens, like he said. Maybe he plays in Green Bay next year, but that was a smart breakdown by Adam Schefter, and it makes sense.
Oh, he wants. How about the talk? He wants a new contract. Are they going to give it to him?
Yeah, who knows?
He just drafted a guy in the first round.
Sure.
They don't want him around 4 more years, do they? That's why the selection of Love was so strange. And then he goes out and he wins the MVP, or going to win the MVP. I know. And Schefter had a great line, too, and we just talked about it. Nobody saw Brett Favre going, oh, I want to go to Minnesota. Well, we're not trading you to the Vikings. Okay, I'll go play with the Jets for a year.
Yep.
Nobody saw that coming. Favre had to go Jets, then Minnesota to do that in a couple years with the Vikings.
And again, like a week before it happened a year ago, who had Brady to the Buccaneers? I mean, our buddy Ben in Canada bet on that. He had 50 to 1. I think the reason why is because the Buccaneers, that's his favorite team.
Oh, yeah. Most of the reports were he's going to the Chargers.
The bets that Spreadopedia had in Point Spread Weekly last week on these Super Bowl matchups.
Right.
The Bills and Buccaneers, like at 450 to 1. The Buccaneers and the Chiefs at a high price. He actually said in the write up, he said, I have no inside information. I just made the bets the night before that he went to the Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Ed Teach had a feeling that he was going to go to Tampa Bay.
Whatever works. Yep. Congratulations to those individuals.
Look at that draft.
Oh, my God.
That disservice.
That is accurate.
Yep.
The only guy who took a snap in the postseason was Dylan.
Dylan.
Oh, it's a disgrace. God, sometimes you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes, right. In fact, I would be.
Well, I'll give you another one. Sorry. Who had Brady leaving New England?
Right. Right.
He's supposed to retire a Patriot.
That's why you're going to hear plenty of, oh, maybe bet the Patriots, huh? They're like 60 to 1. If Rodgers would go to the Patriots or if Stafford, who is he throwing the ball to?
Well, they're going
to
get people. They got cap space. They're going to get people. I don't know who those people are going to be, but they'll spend money.
I think there are better spots to go than the Patriots.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll agree with that. Of course, sure. But this is going to be I can't believe this. You might just see all these guys, if they're not going to retire in the next year or two, they'll be switching. I mean, Ben, Rodgers, all these guys switching teams. Watson wants out. Stafford already said trade me.
Yeah.
They said, okay, fine.
Yeah, this
what's
is going
to happen.
I mean,
what's New Orleans going to do? What happens to Winston? Yeah. Not that he can make a difference, but I'll tell you the one thing would have been, what if Peterson would have won the power struggle? You know, Wentz wanted out too. That would have been another one.
Yep.
I mean, are that many people lining up for Wentz? He'll stay in Philly now, but imagine if Peterson got his way.
It's a phenomenal question.
There would have been another one. 18, I'm going over, he says.
Can I be honest? As a guy from that state, someone who has watched Green Bay play my entire life, I mean, I like him more than the organization. I really, whatever. I would be disappointed if you gave me two options. One was Rodgers could re-sign with the Packers in a new contract, or he would say, trade me to the 49ers. I would be disappointed if he signed a new contract with Green Bay. I just want to say, look, you gave the organization an unbelievable run for 10 years. They never helped you out. Just move on already.
It doesn't get enough attention. It is flat out ridiculous and embarrassing that organization has two Super Bowls when they've had him and Favre since 1992. That's impossible.
It is.
That should be impossible.
They've had three Super Bowl trips.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, they've won three NFC title games and they won two Super Bowls.
Super Bowl props up at PointsBet already. Mahomes passing yards over under 326.5. Brady 302.5. Mahomes more passing yards 165. Mahomes to get to 250 passing yards minus $7. Mahomes to throw for 350 and they win. That's plus 250. Godwin and Evans both score plus 310. Kelce to have more yards than Godwin minus 270. Will there be a scoreless quarter? Yes, plus 550. More on that coming up. Safety plus 850. Overtime 10-1. Kickoff punt return 14-1. KC to more on this coming up. KC to score each quarter. Plus 110. Tampa plus 155. Fournette, 51.5 rushing yards. Brady throws for 325 and they win. That's plus 325. Now, while I mentioned that, Tom Brady, 9 Super Bowls, the greatest of all time. 3. And you had the greatest coach. Preparation. I know everything. We got game plan. 2 weeks to prepare. 3 combined points in the first quarter. He has 3 first quarter points in 9 trips to the Super Bowl. 3-0 against the Rams. St. Louis led in the first meeting. Scoreless against Carolina. Scoreless against Philly. 3-0 against the Giants in 07. 9-0 against the Giants with the Welker drop. 9-3 against Philly. Seattle, Atlanta, and the second meeting against the Rams, all scoreless first quarters. How can that be? How can it be? So, say it's going to happen again? Why not? Scoreless quarter, plus 550. Tampa, you see the no on the Tampa to score each quarter. And then even as Mitch said earlier, how about a 6-3 square bet on the first quarter squares? 65 and 60 to 1. if it'll be 6-3 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
It does not. That's been a thing now. I mean, I recall, I get his Super Bowls confused because there's been so many. But probably around the time that they played the Seahawks, that was like, wait a second, they've never really scored any points in the first quarter?
Yeah,
that can't be right.
Yeah, right.
Has that happened? And yeah. it continued to be a thing.
And they've had great offenses in some of
these,
too.
Yes, they have.
Before it was build the defense, you know, Harrison, Bruschi, these guys, Vrabel. And then the pass had just been, we're just going to outscore you. We have so many weapons, we'll spread out and throw. I mean, he had a little good collection of toys. But I mean, one year he had Antoine Smith as leading running back. I think he had 600 yards. He won the Super Bowl.
I know.
He's throwing to Patton and Givens. And like, who are these guys? They're not studs. And they still win.
What do you think the sack prop number is going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Mahomes is tough
four
to
and
get
a half,
to.
4.5? Is it 4?
Oh, well, I hope it's not 4.5 because I want to play over 3.5 for sure, over 4.
Well, you'll be able to do that, too. They'll have all that available. Oh, sure. Westgate will have all that.
I think the Chiefs are going to get to Brady a little bit. And without the two tackles now for the Chiefs, obviously, some Super Bowl spread notes here. Brady has been a favorite 7 times. Against the spread in Super Bowls, 4-5. 2-0 ATS is a dog, 2-5 is a favorite. The game has gone over 4 times, under 5 times. Super Bowl 55 is the third highest total of all time.
Oh, third highest.
I think it's third highest,
Okay, thought it was second.
He's been involved in 6 of the highest Super Bowl totals of all time. And in the 9 other top totals, the total went under 5 times and over 4 times.
How about the Super Bowl against the Rams? Went under by 39.5 points. Come on.
Well, remember we were on VSiN at halftime. A bunch of us were at the same exact time. We're like, where are the points coming from in the second half?
I remember, I told Brent, I go, I don't think, Goff looks rattled. I don't think they're going to score.
And I think the second half total was like 28.
Every commercial break, I was betting under. I mean, how are they going to, like, he was rattled. The total was high second half. I'm like, they're going to have a couple, multiple touchdown drives?
I think it was 28, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that happens, though. I mean, don't you think that happened to Josh Allen on Sunday? Plenty of people reached out to me and said, deer in headlights, Josh Allen. Sure, right.
That can happen.
First game like that.
And Mike Florio wrote about this, too. And Mike Florio also had the tweet about possible Rodgers destinations, and it got people fired up, too.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Steelers would be intriguing, but...
Yeah, but...
You know.
Yeah. That was good about Florio tweeted. But he also wrote about this, and we kicked this around for just only 2 minutes yesterday. The Packers taking the penalty intentionally on 2nd-and-1. They intentionally jumped off sides. And Vrabel did this earlier in the year. Obviously, it's easier to stop a team for picking up a first down, run the clock on 1st-and-10 than 2nd-and-1. The Buccaneers should have declined the penalty. If the Buccaneers decline the offside and the Packers kept jumping offsides, what happens? The answer is a rule that is almost never applied. It's called the Palpably Unfair Act. If one team continues committing penalties in a situation, the referee has broad authority to enforce the unfair act rule and do whatever he thinks would be fair. A team committing penalties over and over again to keep the clock from running might be warned that if they don't stop it, the ref will just take 40 seconds off the clock himself. And if they commit another penalty, the ref would take that time off the clock. Palpably unfair acts are extremely rare, but they do happen. In the 1954 Cotton Bowl, a guy from Rice had the ball and was in the clear running down the Alabama sideline when Tommy Lewis of Alabama jumped off. Imagine if this happened today. Jumped off the bench, ran on the field, and tackled him. Under the letter of the rule, it would have been a legal participation, a 5-yard penalty, but the referee decided to call an unfair act and gave Rice a touchdown. But if the Buccaneers had declined the penalty, the Packers probably would have accepted that their strategy didn't work. If the Packers had tried to keep doing it, the referee would have warned LaFleur to knock it off. And only if the Packers had continued committing penalties after the warning would the referee have taken the highly unusual step of calling the palpably unfair act.
Mm.
I mean, that was, I can't believe they, but yeah, there was, who knows what, that's right. I'm like, what if they kept declining it? Well, they jump again. Well, we declined. We jump again. You know, because you could see it coming.
I would actually love to see it play out like that.
I texted Fix. I go, they have to jump off sides here at the 2-minute warning.
Right,
so they have to jump off sides at 2nd-and-1. And they did. But that's something you don't think about.
No, of course you don't. You asked a good question earlier. Why did King not tackle Miller? I said, I think because Miller burnt him too much.
Yeah, you might be right.
He was burnt
close,
and he couldn't catch him. But it's not,
you know, sometimes when the bullets are flying, you're not thinking, but it's like, my God, you're beat. He can't give up a touchdown here.
Yeah.
Just grab him. They're probably going to kick the field goal.
What do you think of the idea of King lining up across Miller, looking at him and saying, hey, you can't beat me down
sure.
the field?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's looking back at the ball.
He's looking at him like he's Wes Welker, whatever. Yeah.
Does he run a 4.3? Is that right? Did I read that right? Is he a 4.4?
He was running faster than 20 miles an hour, according to
the
next-gen stats.
Okay.
Yep.
We still do this. I brought it up years ago.
I mean,
Randy Moss, who should know this, Randy Moss said live on air, Thielen, you know, not fast, good route runner. He runs a 4.440.
Sure.
That's a maybe you're on to, Sal. You probably have something there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he plays in Minnesota, Randy.
Yeah, how would he not know that? It's exactly what he's doing. And a lot of people thought of that about King. Who knows? King was just, that's an all-time bad performance out of that guy.
The jersey. He's grabbing the jersey. Biggest play of the season. Beat.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll run down the line moves from last night, the bad beats. The ending of a college basketball game was nuts last night. And to lose like that, wow, details coming up.
Giving you a special $500 offer to try their best in-class online sportsbook and casino. Right now, you can get $100 in free bonus money when you deposit $100 with the code BIGGAME500. Then if you make real money bets of $100 or more on the big game between KC and Tampa, you'll unlock $400 more in bonus money. Never been a better time to become a member at BetRivers. Go to BetRivers.com today and play with a winner. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
We did have an epic bad beat last night. West Virginia did not miss a field goal in the final 9.5 minutes. They went 10 of 10 over that span. Texas Tech is the first team over the last decade to only turn it over twice, score 85 points, and still lose. I think it'd be the last 50 years. How did that happen?
I have no idea.
They lost by 1 point.
Well, that was a great game. Matt had a great explanation earlier when he said that was a very high-level college basketball game. Yes, it was. But to lose like that?
Oh,
man.
Great tweet. Bad for the books. Loyola Marymount, 7 up to 10. Housed Portland. Southern Illinois under, 140 down to 135. Oklahoma State from 2 up to 7. Routed Iowa State. Texas Tech, plus 2, went off the favorite.
Well, that's why you got to get the best number.
Yep, fell 1. Pittston, 6.5 down to 4.5. Beat the Sixers by 15. Magic, plus 1, went off the favorite, 1 by 9. Portland, OKC, over 227 up to 222 up to 227, 125 to 122. Oh, what a time to be alive. Come to Vegas if you can and visit. Machines are popping all over the place and the tables. This is at the South Point last week. Once in a lifetime. Guy's playing Ultimate X, 50-cent triple play. He gets dealt the full house, meaning the next hands are 12 times multipliers. He gets dealt aces and a kicker, $36,000, 50 cents.
God, that is sick.
That is sick. It's like the guy, again, like the guy at the Rampart in Summerlin, suburb of Vegas. He was playing $2 Ultimate X. He got dealt the full house. Then he got dealt the Royal, $96,000.
It's one of the most fascinating photos we've done, I swear to God.
With that one,
with the 12 times, yep.
This was at the Orleans. $250,000 Pigou progressive hit. A first-time guest. Look at that and all the chips. My God, eat it up. Rocky Road, fantastic ice cream. You got to love that. And this tweet, I can't get enough of this tweet. Sent in from Nuclear Jeff. Tom Brady is more likely to make the Super Bowl 53%. Then Steph Curry is to hit a three-pointer. 43% career. Lunacy. Yeah, that'll do it. Check, please. Absolutely. Makes no sense. How about one video? The dog here with the dog dressed up with the holidays, snoring with the baby. He's out. Look at that.
Look at the baby holding his paw.
Yes. Oh, he is out cold.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Lights out. Oh, there you go. That's win-lose. And I tell you, keep them coming. We're still getting tweets, too, with these people with the Christmas lights up. Guys driving by the neighborhood yesterday sent a bunch in. He goes, guys, what is it? It's the 26th today. People with the Christmas lights still up outside in the yard.
Yeah, we have gone full mad, right? As a society, if this continues to happen.
So wait, you're still getting, what's the latest you've ever heard of, get a Happy New Year from someone?
Well, I mean, probably in a February.
You've got a Happy New Year in a February before?
I think that's happened before.
Unbelievable. We have gone, man.
I mean, that's Happy New Year ends on, what, January 2nd? Time to move on?
I would think time to move on.
But pay attention, though, this year. Like, when you go out, if you're just going to go to a department store or whatever, they put Christmas items up now, I think, in August or September. It's like we just skip over Halloween and Thanksgiving. I might be a little bit early on that, but you know, you get my point. It's all the time.
Yeah.
You can have it.
It's good. Good observation by you too. There we go. That's the guy who was driving around last week saying, what are we doing? What are we doing? There's multiple houses. This was the 23rd, I think.
Yeah. On the same street.
What are we doing? He kept saying.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes. Keep them up. All year round.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's right.
What are we doing?
Come on.
Good job, buddy. Oh, there's more. There's another rainbow. It's a triple rainbow. So I got the videos like, yeah, it's house after house after house. He goes, well, I don't know where that guy lives. Chaos. Hockey, baby. Big card coming up. A bunch of games. We'll run down all the trends. First, second, third period. Goal first in. Over. Good angle with the Knights and a great angle with the Islanders, too. Can't wait to run this hockey card down.
And we have, by the way, we have a major rust factor
alert
tonight. Yeah, huge card here coming up.
Covered. The best place to start is with our big game betting hub at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. We'll be tracking all the key stats for both teams, the trends, the line moves, and player stats, so you can easily research your bets for the game and all the props. And we were grading the props as they were happening, and everything was getting graded during the game last year. And get the free big game betting guide, trend strategies. Prepare your best bets and get started now with the big game betting guide, VSiN.com/Super Bowl. VSiN.com/Super Bowl. Winner last night, Vancouver, Ottawa, goal in the first 10. And let's give it a shot. 65 and 60 to 1 here at Circa. 6-3. Score after the first quarter. After I ran down everything with Tom Brady. Three points combined in 9 Super Bowl first quarters. You figure it out.
I love the fact they're putting up squares again this year.
Yeah, love it.
It's so good. And as I said earlier, I'm already anticipating betting way too many squares this year. I'm going to have way too many of them.
Yeah, why not?
Yep. I'm following Nigel. I did it last week. Why not do it again? Oxford in League One, minus 120 today in the match.
Hot. Yeah. And he had a great breakdown on Leeds, too, which was anti-Newcastle.
That's exactly what it was.
Can't score. And Leeds can. So there you go. Rock and roll. Are we done with palm readers now? Nope. All right. He's gonna hog it to himself now.
Hey, by the way, dare I say this on the air? I are we done with no hyperbole?
No, never. I hope not.
He's not doing, for the folks that don't know, Mike Palm started his new show yesterday, and they love him on our show on Wednesdays. He's not doing a full hour anymore with us.
I think he'll keep no hyperbole. Although there's not much to really go
over. Is he coming in studio or on the phone?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out.
That's a prediction. I hope I'm not right about.
Oh, no. Yeah, your idea. Hockey, big card. So let's pay off the tease here. Florida and Columbus. Now, Columbus traded Dubois, and they got Laine from Winnipeg. I was not impressed with that guy with some of his interviews about why he wanted out and all this other business. It seems to me like he got sick of Tortorella, and Tortorella's a prickly pear, but he can wear on you. I didn't care for his interview. I was watching on Canada because I have the center ice package, and I love watching all the hockey. In any event, they make that trade. But explain your angle here with Florida.
Well, so Florida, I mean, the first two games of the season, right, postponed because of COVID. Yeah. They came back. They played twice. They beat the Blackhawks twice. Both games went over. That was a week ago. I mean, so they have not played since last Tuesday, and now they're back at it again tonight against this team with the Blue Jackets. And, you know, the Columbus squad here, they're favored by a small margin. They're $1.20. Panthers on the take back around even money, and the total here is 5.5. And it's, you know, that angle in hockey for a long time, Paul, teams coming off that bye they put in February, I believe, right? In typical normal years. When that first started, betting against teams off the bye was brilliant. Because they were so rusty in their first game back. That edge, that betting edge went away eventually because it didn't turn out to be the same thing. But it's just a strange scheduling anomaly here again tonight for Florida.
Flyers $1.45 here at Circa against the Devils. Philly 5-1 to the over on the season. New Jersey off the shutout against the Islanders. And I expect it's the same goalie, Wedgewood, with some COVID issues there and that he'll start again on that one. I would think the Flyers respond here after getting destroyed twice by Boston. So I would I'd like the Flyers. And I like the Bruins, who are $1.30 at home against Pittsburgh. And this is, it's 5.5 at Circa. Now, Boston finally found the offense, and they were great in the third periods against Philly. Pittsburgh's won 4 in a row. They're 5-1 to the over on the season. Boston just swept Philly and outscored them 11-5. They've won 8 in a row at home against Pittsburgh. And again, you shop around, but there's a 5.5 here at Circa.
Mm-hmm.
That's with a Pittsburgh game, you know? Boston, 5-0 to the under in the first period. I like the Capitals, too. I mean, how can you not? It's the Trots game. They win the Stanley Cup, they're like, get out. What? They've won 5 of their last 6 the Islanders have over the Capitals. Took them out in the playoffs, and the Capitals have Ovechkin and Kuznetsov out and all these, you know, COVID issues. And especially if Varlamov, absolutely. He's allowed 1 goal on the season. And the backup played in the last game. $1.35 for the Islanders, who are 4-1 to the over in the first period, but all 5 Islander games have gone under this year.
Yeah. At this hour, I would certainly take a peek at the Islanders. There's a chance that number can go up today.
But the Capitals are 5-1 to the over for the game on the season. Oilers and Jets, the last time they played was a fantastic game, great finish. 6.5 the total, which I think is too high, basically because Edmonton's 25th in goals per game. I'm just excited to watch that again after the great game they had the other night in Winnipeg off to a hot start.
And by the way, look how the numbers come down. They just played. Edmonton was around $1.43. I had the Jets in the game as a dog, and they blew that lead. It was 3-2 with like 4 minutes left, and the Oilers scored twice in regulation to beat them. Now it's a pick 'em game. This is probably where the numbers should be.
Mm. I like the Maple Leafs, too, a little bit. Maple Leafs, $1.15 against the Flames and a total of 6. Calgary, this is from Odd Shark. Calgary is 1-7, last 8 as a dog. Total of 6.
Oof.
Sharks, big dog against Colorado. San Jose is 28th in save percentage. This should be a goal in the first 10 in the San Jose game. Colorado is 6-0 to the over in the third period, and Colorado is 5-1. Yes, goal in the first 10. San Jose is 5-1 to the over in the first period. Should be a goal right off the bat in this one.
Yep. Do you have anything in this Blackhawks Predators game? Chicago now 2-game winning streak. Although
that goalie not bad. Yeah, that goalie played
good.
Well, but that's, yeah.
Lankinen, 2-0-1 of the 2.63 goals against average.
Well, I think it speaks to more of what Detroit didn't bring in that. Chicago hammered them in both games.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now the Stars are a big favorite at home against the Red Wings. But
I'm not laying $1.70 with the Predators. There's no chance.
I know. Co-sign on that one. They swept Detroit and outscored them 10-3.
Because Nashville's lost three straight after a decent start to this season.
Could be goals. Could be goals in that one. And then the big one out here tonight, the late game. They should do more of this again. I want earlier starts with no fans. They're playing at 6 o'clock here, home game. The Knights have won three in a row against St. Louis, and the last four head-to-head have gone over. They're hot. Now, they haven't played anybody, but they're 5-1 to start, and they played well against the Blues. And this should be Leonard after Fleury had the shutout, who's playing well the other day. So we're going to be doing this again. I can rest assured we'll be doing this again. Locally, who's going to play in the playoffs. But I lean the Knights, too, and that should be a goal in the first 10 if they're at home. I would expect a goal in the first 10 of the Vegas-St. Louis game.
Their competition to begin the season, nothing to write home about.
Anaheim and Arizona.
But they're taking care of business. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll get into some Super Bowl prop suggestions. Really good ones coming up next.
Deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the app. Sign up with promo code VSiN to get started with the only top-rated sports book that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. Available to play in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and West Virginia only. Must be 21 years or older, 18-plus in New Hampshire. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Deposit bonus up to $1,000. Code VSiN. You can't beat that.
Thank you to SportsBetterX on Twitter. The, quote, bye is 1-0 this year in the NHL. Calgary came off a five-day hiatus. They lost to the Maple Leafs. Is that the only instance we've had so far?
I don't know.
I would have guessed we've had more than one, but
well,
okay.
Mike Palm hit that huge round robin last year, betting, just fading the teams off the bye.
That's right.
That type of angle, that cash, because everything, the stars aligned for him in that one. Mm-hmm. I'll run through these quickly again. I tweeted some of them out. But again, Ian and Chris doing a good job putting this together. San Jose, these are first periods. San Jose 5-1 to the over. Boston 5-0 to the under. Edmonton 6-1 to the under. Second periods, Winnipeg, LA, Pittsburgh, all 6-0 to the over. Washington 5-1 to the over. Third periods, Montreal, Philly, Chicago, Colorado 6-0 to the over. Third period, Edmonton 6-1 to the over. And then just game totals, easy, just game totals. Islanders 5-0 to the under, Washington 5-1 to the over. So same with Pittsburgh and Philly. Vancouver, with what happened last night, 7-1 to the over.
Yeah.
With most of them 6.5. You might see 7 soon with the Vancouver if this continues.
Mm. All right. So we get a lot of feedback on the show, on Twitter, via email, ftm@vsin.com. This is from Peter. When he was a manager with Target, the Christmas lights would 100% be set up by Labor Day. And swimwear in January in New England. But if people buy it, as soon as they put it out, you got to have it on the sales floor.
All right.
But people go nuts with the Christmas stuff, as we know. Some prop ideas coming in. This is from CKP Sports. Wow. Will any player leave the game with concussion-like symptoms? That would probably have to be a global book. There's no chance Nevada could offer that. Maybe some other ones across the country, but
it's got to be graded by the box score.
Longest scoring drive over under the game time weather temperature in Tampa. I haven't looked at the forecast. I'm guessing, what, 73, 4 in that neighborhood? Will any player be ruled out of the game because of COVID-19 protocols?
Can you imagine?
Oh, we're in this spot. We talked about this in August and September.
All right, yeah. 2 weeks off. You know, what do you think they're saying in Kansas City? And maybe Both, I guess, but still. Guys, don't do anything. It's the Super Bowl now. Yeah. Avoid everyone and everything.
Is it a good thing that the Chiefs are not getting there until next Friday?
Yes.
Rather than traveling like this Sunday night to get there for a full week? I would lean that way as
well. What are you going to do? Are you going to be stuck in a hotel room for 6 days? You can't go anywhere. What do you want to go anywhere for? You can't. They're not going to allow you to go anywhere. It'd be stupid
out. But then I think, is it easier to go somewhere when you're at home? Hey, I'm just going to go.
As I understand it, it's a piece of cake for Tampa. The facility's right by the stadium, right? It's a piece of cake. It's just like business as usual.
No, I'm asking about if the Chiefs, though, staying at home in Kansas City for the next 10 days, whatever.
Oh, no big deal.
Roaming around.
Well,
just avoid doing anything with your life. You have
home
to.
Practice. But that's what they're doing with hockey. Yeah. That's how the NHL's allowing it if you're on the road.
It's overcast,
Rink hotel. Yep.
Overcast with 75 degrees. Will a team attempt a fake punt? Will a quarterback catch a pass in the game? Over under for rushing attempts by wide receivers. There was a prop I liked last year.
New England's done it before, the Brady. Amendola had him wide open and just missed him? Was that Philly?
Well, that was the Philly special.
Philly special.
Yeah, so they did it as well to know.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the Brady.
Brady, okay.
Because Kansas City's not going to do it. You don't want to get this guy hit.
I remember one of the props that I liked last year was Deebo Samuel over rushing yards. I think he got there on the first play of the game or the first drive. It got there.
Oh, okay.
And it was a small number. But they were using him like that specific play all the time last season. So that one's a good one. We got the stuff earlier from... got to find this now.
Quarterback catch a pass.
This is from Ontario.
Yeah, the over two.
This is from Rod. I like, will any scoring play be negated by a penalty? And you claim that you've seen that before.
Yeah, I believe William Hill's had it the last couple of years.
All right.
Or Westgate, one of them. I've seen it.
Will a lineman who reports eligible to an official score a touchdown? And that you can absolutely put that one up because that's in the box score then. How about a sack on a fourth down attempt?
Okay.
Will somebody score a touchdown on a fourth down attempt?
Very good. And again, as Ian said, it's not hard. Caesars has put it up before. Will a ball go off the upright? Will a kick go off the upright?
Mm-hmm.
Touch it, whatever. You know, like Caesars put it up and got carried out when the New England-Atlanta Super Bowl. Gostkowski doinked one off the on an extra point.
Will a team call a timeout in an attempt to freeze a field goal kicker?
I like it.
Which coach do you think would do that? Because if it comes down, if it's 21-20 final score, 21-20, 3 seconds left, and it's a 55-yard attempt, is the coach going to take a timeout to ice him? Probably.
It's happened in a Super Bowl in Tampa before.
Uh-huh. And this is really good. Will a tipped pass result in an interception? I like it. We'll do obviously much more with the props.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks. Fireman.
Yeah, of course.
Well, less than that because these guys will leave them up, but... they're all always open to suggestions at PointsBet with Name a Bet and also William Hill. I mean, that's a great story. It was a ticket writer years ago who said, how about will a drive start inside the five? Will a punt land inside the five? Will a drive start inside the five? Sure, put it up. They put that up. Good stuff like that.
Yep. Will a score happen at the end of the half or at the end of the game?
They've also put up the timeouts. That's a great prop.
Right.
Will a team use all six timeouts? That's another great prop they've had the last couple of years at William Hill. And they're being a little coy, which I don't blame them, but I believe the last couple of years, William Hill has had this lot of stuff out by Wednesday afternoon.
I think they have too. Did a book have the opposite of that, of the timeouts? Will a team have all six timeouts remaining? Was that also a prop?
I don't recall that one. William Hill was... Would someone use all six timeouts?
How about you go both ways in the first half?
Sure, yeah, you can do all that.
Could
do all that.
Will no timeouts be used at halftime, or will all timeouts be used at halftime?
Yep. And I like how you started the show again, too, because you were driving around in the snow yesterday. You were bothered by the snow, which I guess it wasn't surprising.
No, I liked it.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
But about you were driving around listening to all these people saying, boy, the first time they played, what a great game, what a classic game.
Yeah.
Your breakdown, too, about it. Actually, no, it was misleading. Don't look at the final score. in the box score. Kansas City kicked their ass.
Yeah, don't let people confuse you with that. The Buccaneers were very fortunate to cover that game. I mean, look at this. The Chiefs on the first drive, Hill had 57 yards receiving on the first drive. KC eventually settled for a field goal at the Tampa Bay 1 yard line. It's 3-0. Mahomes to Hill, 75 yards, one play drive, make it 10-0. They got the ball back after another punt, 90 yards and 7 plays, 3 minutes and 50 seconds, 44-yard touchdown pass to Hill. It's 17-0. The Buccaneers had 41 yards and 4 punts in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs got the ball back, again, after settling for a field goal at the 1 yard line, got the ball back up 17-0, had a first and goal at the Buccaneers' 8 yard line. Shaq Barrett sacked Mahomes, strip sack. They recovered the ball. They went 7 plays, 86 yards for a touchdown to make it 17-7. Otherwise, they're looking at 24-0, 20-0 minimum right in their face. And then later on, once he hit Hill again, it was a 7 play, 75-yard drive. On the next two drives, Brady was picked off twice. And the Chiefs did nothing with the ball. They screwed around. They didn't take much time off the clock. They went 3-and-out both times. They punted back. This game easily could have been ballpark 42-14 Chiefs. 27-24 was absolutely misleading. It was never a close game. It's a bloodbath. And they had 543 yards of offense. Mahomes threw the ball for 462.
At least with these linemen out, and you don't have Fisher, the 2 weeks can really help you.
Well,
planted something.
Yeah, right.
That's the one positive here. But who knows how big that's going to be. Maybe it's enormous with their pass rush that they're facing.
I mean,
the other thing, it's just Tampa's. It's a great story, but come on, you have to admit they've been lucky and fortunate. Everything going those silly turnovers, what Breeze was doing, the special teams fiasco. New Orleans didn't make them pay, and Green Bay. Some people said he went for two early, LaFleur. Then they dropped the 2-point. Then they kicks the field goal. It doesn't go for it, fourth down. The interception, the penalty wasn't called, but then they call it against Green Bay on the King play covering Johnson. You know, it just but again, they forced seven. They have 7 takeaways in the playoffs. They scored a touchdown on 6 of the 7 drives and ran the clock out in the other one. They're making you pay short field. Right. I mean, the Jones fumble was a killer.
Oh, yeah.
That was the big one.
Yep.
Because I still thought Green Bay was coming back 28-10. And that starts the second half.
Well,
and there have been the red zone issues, too. But again, I cannot go against this guy in a big game. Yeah, I'm not talking about Brady.
Yeah, that's the crazy.
It's Mahomes. It's won 25 of 26, and he hasn't played a bad game in his life.
And that's why the result in the Packers game was so, if you had Packers minus 3, it was so frustrating because historically this season they had one of the best like goal-to-go or red zone offense in the history of the sport.
And they had,
were automatic.
And they only had 2 turnovers in their last 7 games. And they had 2 turnovers. Big turnovers in that one.
They resulted in
That's
14
right.
points.
And they also couldn't protect Rodgers, which they had been.
Yep.
They'd been doing. Bakhtiari wasn't missed up to that point.
I can see where, you know, Bieniemy and Reed, they're going to have to be very creative with how they probably shotgun, getting the ball out early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that pass rush with Barrett and JPP.
Well, the Hardman stuff, that was stealing
some
of the stuff they ran. I thought he was going to house that.
So did
pitch.
I. How fast is that guy? It's not fair, the weapons that they have. And they don't even really try to run the football.
Enjoy the hockey tonight.
Yep.
Great card. Mike Palm tomorrow. Indy Jeff with golf. Jeff Davis here at Circa as well. Get there. Yeah. Time to snow. Time to shovel.